This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Grim number. 500,000 deaths due to COVID-19, and boom, boom, out go the lights. Most are turned back on, but the shocker is what the electric bills are for many Texans and others in America wondering if they could find themselves in the same situation. The answer is right now, most likely not. I'll explain. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hopping on wherever you hail from, whatever nook, cranny, or crevice. And I mean crevice in a loving, good way. You know, where you put like one of those heavy blankets on and you feel really, really good. There's massive, massive sales of heavy blankets because it makes you feel like you're being hugged. And I think we all need a hug, especially when we hear the numbers of COVID. It's funny because when the number initially came up of 240,000 possible deaths with COVID last year, a lot of people thought that that was inflating numbers, hardly, because here we are just into almost March and we're at 500,000 people in the United States who have died from this horrible, wicked virus. That's out of 28.2 million cases. Deaths worldwide, 2.47 million. And it's all about speculating as to what's next and if the curve is going to happen where suddenly we switch to that herd immunity and there's enough people to get the vaccinations, not just here in the United States, but globally. Will there be companies that give more incentives to employees to get the vaccines when they don't want them? What does all of that mean? And how do you get one? People that want to get one that can't, and then people who don't want them that could easily get them. So there's a lot of conversation, of course, and buzz about rolling up your sleeves. There's also a lot of conversation about Donald Trump, the former president, and the fact that he's going to speak at CPAC, which will happen next weekend. And the speculation is heavy that he's going to talk about perhaps another twist on the GOP party, perhaps something like the Tea Party, and firing up those who wanted to see him, first of all, get another term, and second of all, like what his brand of politics mean. Remember, 73 million people voted for Donald Trump. And as you're listening to this, you may think to yourself, I was one of those people. I don't like what happened on the 6th, but he has a voice, and the Republican Party is still in the middle of trying to keep itself from drowning, to try to figure out where are we headed. I said this in a previous show. Whenever you have a changing of the guard or a party at the White House or on the Hill and there's a shift, always you have these conversations. It's easy to figure that out and go back in history and look up what some of those conversations were about. They're always taking place. But we never had a shift and a transition of power the way we had this time heading into a new administration. And what will that mean for ultimately both Biden as he gets deeper into his term as president and also the former president? And what does it mean because he has been, Trump has been silenced in a sense because he had so many Twitter followers, and that was his platform. That's where people found him of all sorts, not just people who he fired up and really liked Donald Trump, maybe way before he was in the White House when he was doing The Apprentice or something else that he was doing. So CPAC is going to be fascinating to see specifically what he says and what the Republican Party does as far as Donald Trump is concerned. And I think it's split, some embracing and some repelling it and saying, no, we need to go back to way more conservative values. And what does that all mean in this day and age where we live under threat of not only this pandemic, but these variants and what could possibly happen in the future. And then you have the top doc, Anthony Fauci, saying, yeah, be prepared to wear masks into 2022 when everybody just wants to hear, please get back to normal. Can't we just hug people again? Can't we just go about in our business and fly and do what we did before and go to birthday parties and hang out with lots of people and go to gyms and go to concerts? And the answer is there is not the all clear on that yet. The hope is by the summer. The hope is by the summer. Let's dig into what happened with energy and Texas, because I think so much of the chatter, and I can tell by the mailbag, many of you in many parts of the country are saying, oh, thank goodness we don't have that. I'll take some of the federal regulation if I can get electricity that's not going to cost me $17,000 a week, because many people have seen that story where, you know, you have the automatic withdrawal, and so people who were getting this different energy that was at variable prices because of the company that they went to theoretically being cheaper, when energy got crushed in Texas, they got crushed on the bill for a week to even just a couple of days. So where does that leave everybody else? And it leaves a lot of questions is what it leaves, and a lot of buzz over electricity, because we were talking about California and what happened in California with the brownouts and the blackouts that they were experiencing. And how even Ted Cruz, the senator who cruised to Cancun, is paying a price for that, how he made fun of what was happening in California, and then it came back, karma, to bite him when Texas was that much worse. Nobody is talking about California blackouts now. So as I mentioned, that key number, because this story, I think, has gone around the world, some Texans really did get electric bills up to $17,000 after the storm. And so what does that mean? And you say, well, how can that possibly happen? And it's as I explain in broad terms, when you're shopping for electricity, which is what they were doing, the companies that they paid into were doing, that's when they got smashed with it. The wholesale price of electricity spiked more than 10,000%. So that left the Texans holding the bag, which ranged from four digits to the one that everybody heard about, the one for $17,000. So the state's unregulated market allows customers to pick their utility providers, with some offering plans that allow users to pay wholesale prices for power. And variable plans, of course, can be really attractive, right? Wouldn't you want to pay less for your electricity? Especially customers in better weather, when the bill may be lower than a fixed rate one. So customers can shift their usage to the cheapest periods, such as nights, for example. But when the wholesale price increases, the variable plan becomes the worst option you could have ever gotten. And as somebody who lives in the great state of Texas, I can tell you, when you would go to fairs, when you would go to festivals, when you would even be out at sporting events, people would be selling the electricity on the, you know, here's a great way where you can save money. In fact, you can also sell electricity. I was on the fixed rate option, and now I feel very, very good about that. We're headed to the mailbag next.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Well, we didn't have to dig too far to get all kinds of hot opinions about electricity and bills that were ridiculous, even in other parts of the country, as they watched in horror what happened to so many Texans, 4 million with no electricity, and then throw water into the mix. And now, of course, finally a lot are getting water back, and electricity is pretty much restored across the board. But lots and lots of questions and investigations and lawsuits and everything else that you can possibly imagine. Milo, listening to us in Austin, Texas, says, girl, you better be glad that you don't live in Austin. Yeah, it's weird, it's cool, and everything else, but it's not a fun place to be right now. It's taken forever for my water to even be back to something of a normal-looking kind of water that you would drink. And I have to say that it's been terrible with the electricity. We had two straight days practically where it was out, occasionally flickering on, teasing us. But luckily, I do have a fixed rate. I wasn't seduced into cheaper electricity, but I feel sorry for many of my friends, some of them that live even on the same block as me, that know they're going to get slapped with an unreasonably high bill. And how do you get unstuck from that when you agreed to that kind of a plan? I know that there are going to be people that are going to end up in court, and I think it's a catastrophe that really knows no bounds. Something definitely has to be done to change what happened in Texas. All right, I got another one from Angie listening to us in California, and she says, wow, Texas made fun of what was happening to us in the left-leaning state, but they got scammed the biggest of all when it came to electricity. I used to live in Texas, and I can't imagine what it was like for so many of you that had to deal with that winter weather nonsense, that Snowvid, as they're calling it, because of the sad stories that I'm sure some of your listeners, other listeners, have heard, Kate, of people that froze to death and who struggled for an entire week, and then pipes that burst, just to add insult to injury, and the fact that you had so much of an outage when it came to electricity, that is really, really sad to look at the scapegoats and what will the solutions be and the search for why this all happened and what are the answers to those questions. Very good. What are the answers to those questions? Indeed, the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick went on a rampage. He made a brief stop at Love Field in Dallas on Monday, and he said, "We're going to get it done, and it's on my shoulders." And he said that hearings of the Business and Commerce Committee start on Thursday, and unlike 2011, the legislature in Texas won't just suggest that power plants be built and modified to better withstand winter weather. He said the infrastructure improvements have to be mandatory. So that's the bottom line. Everybody knew this weather was coming. They absolutely had nothing in place to be able to suffer what the kind of weather, the, you know, 10 degrees, single digits, that happened, all that snow and ice and everything else. So, you know, you look at natural gas and you look at some of those plants that shut down, and it's crazy. And you certainly can't have people that get an electric bill for $17,000 or $10,000 or $6,000 for a couple of weeks. And there's a lot of blaming and finger pointing and, you know, looking for scapegoats and trying to get to the bottom of it. And this story is going to be around for a long time. All right. Speaking of stories that keep on giving, a lot of people did, in the United States, did come to the aid of the people in Texas, which was great, donating money and resources and that kind of thing, because seeing every single night, every place you looked, Texas, 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 leading the conversation. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle gave support to a women's shelter in Dallas because they're trying to recover from winter storms, and I think that made a lot of news, that shelter that helps a lot of people, a lot of women who have been battered, abused, etc. And so they decided they were going to replace the roof at the shelter. There's this transitional housing facility, and the roof was trashed because of the weather and the pipes and losing power and all of that. And it was one of the worst things that you saw. I mean, you could see all of the insulation dripping down, and I think that pretty much was tweeted and posted all over the place, and they saw that and decided that they were going to do something about those pipes bursting and ruining that roof. And it's like the first time in 35-plus years, they say, that their emergency shelter and transitional housing was completely shut down due to pipes bursting and power loss. All right, let's switch gears and go to something else, something that I briefly touched on when I cracked open the mic. This one is from Chad, and Chad is listening to us in Sandusky, Michigan. Ding, 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 WMIC. Very nice that you said that. He says, "Kate, I heard you give a shout-out the other day about Elk Burgers. Sweet, my kind of gal." I have to say, in looking at the Republican Party and looking at CPAC getting moved, as you mentioned, to Florida, and you talking about what the influence will be, I think the influence of Mr. Trump, the former prez, will still be there. Even some of us who aren't happy with a lot of the things that happened at the tail end of that administration, he does have a voice, undoubtedly. And I think you're right when you say he's going to use his voice to influence the Republican Party. And it doesn't necessarily mean that he is going to run again. Maybe one of those been there, done that things for him. And even with a loss and not wanting to lose, coming back 4 years after might not be as exciting as being the kingmaker overall for the GOP. After all, how many people can say that? Well, very few people can say that, right? So maybe it was Mitch McConnell before, but I don't even think it was Mitch McConnell across the board. I think that there was an identity problem that's been brewing for a while. I mean, that's why the Tea Party came along, right? And the Tea Party had some success, and people got elected because of the Tea Party. So it may be something similar to that is what I'm thinking. Again, that's why CPAC is going to be enormously interesting from the perspective of, wow, we haven't heard what Trump's had to say in a long time. So, you know, weeks and weeks and months, it's been a month. What will he say? I think it's going to be more focused on the future. Maybe some going to what the current administration is doing, but not as much as I think people think. And then there's this from Larry, who says, Kate, wow, Fauci unleashed, much different from what we've seen in the past. I think he's trying to be really cautious about these dates and people pressing him for when can we get back to normal. We're all going a little bit bonkers in our own way and want that open, free society that we had before. But when you have over 500,000 people dead, and even though you have a lot of those hospitalizations that are receding, as you mentioned on your opening show of this week, even under the best of circumstances, with everything going the right way, it's been a long time, and you still would have to take some time, months and months, to get what we're talking about with this herd immunity. Yeah. I mean, it's a great big question mark. It's, of course, and he does get asked that all the time, and he gets pushed, what's the date, what's the date, what's the date? And Fauci and Biden have said the United States should return to something approaching pre-pandemic normal life around Christmas. And then even then he's saying that could change. So first we were thinking spring. Then we were thinking beginning of summer. Then we're thinking end of the summer. Now we're thinking fall. Now we're thinking Christmas. But it doesn't mean the problem is the variants of the coronavirus, like from South Africa especially. We went deep on that in a previous show. And Brazil, because they've been shown to reduce the immunity from natural infections and vaccines. So that's challenging to predict when the nation will be able to put the pandemic behind it. I mean, it is. Meet you on the flip side, promise.
Elvis, Red, it's nice to see you. It's really nice to be here. I love you all.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word gold to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word gold to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text gold to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word gold to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text gold to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States passed the grim milestone Monday of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. That's nearly 20% of the known global COVID deaths. President Biden has ordered flags at the White House flown at half-staff to honor the victims of the nearly year-long pandemic. He held a vigil at the White House Monday evening, paying tribute to those lost.
The people we lost were extraordinary. They spanned generations, born in America, immigrated to America. But just like that, so many of them took their final breath alone in America. As a nation, I can't accept such a cruel fate. While we've been fighting this pandemic for so long, we have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow. We must do so to honor the dead, but equally important, care for the living, those who left behind.
This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has ruled in the case of former President Trump's tax records. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to obtain President Trump's tax records. The High Court demanded tax records remain shielded from public disclosure. The subpoenas spanned documents from January 2011 to August 2019, including his tax records from accounting firm Mazars. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the family of an 11-year-old Texas boy who died during last week's winter storms has sued a power company and the state's electric grid operator. The suit against Entergy and the Electric Reliability Council of Texas accuses the companies of gross negligence, alleging they could have prevented the conditions that led to the boy's death by properly preparing their equipment against winter weather. The boy was found unresponsive in an unheated mobile home. The family believes he succumbed to hypothermia. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Into March, you know what that means. It's the full-on panic, too. Do I owe? Will I get a refund? And, oh, yeah, is the stimulus really worth it? Do I like the package? And I'll take that check. It's just a mixed conversation out there. And you know it. Wherever you are listening to me, you know that this is exactly the conversation that you're having in your house. Or to yourself, right? When is tax day again? Because it's not getting shifted. If you were hoping it was going to get shifted, it's not getting shifted. And one of the things, if you watched even, I don't know, half an hour of the Super Bowl, you saw a lot of tax commercials because, yeah, it's getting close to a tax time. What's going to happen with the stimulus? That's part of the conversation, too, by the way. And some people are playing chicken with their filings because they want to wait and see what happens with the tax bracket that they're in and the stimulus, believe it or not, some on that cut line. And I'll just say this again. I mean, it's almost a $2 trillion package that Biden is proposing for this COVID-19 relief. And there's some objections from Republicans to the minimum wage. I mean, even Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and a couple of other things that are stuck into this COVID relief package, including the price tag. It may be the Dems do it alone, but I think if they do, they push it through. And if they push it through, that means that if you're at that, I'll say it again, because I keep getting asked this question. If you're at $75,000 or less, you'll get the $1,400. And if you're, as a couple, at $150,000, same thing, $150 or less, you would get the $1,400, and then it would go from there all the way up to 200,000. And I think the key for some is the unemployment. I think the misleading numbers are always the underemployed. And even before the pandemic, because now there's a lot of people that are underemployed, but at least they have some employment, you might say. Those that are flat out on unemployment, that gets extended, and that was a big concern for a big chunk of America, of Americans that are listening, that through no fault of their own. And we know the industries that tanked and jobs tanked and the support of kids that you have at home and other things that you were doing all of a sudden collapsed, and not because, oh, you didn't have that emergency slush fund. You went through the slush fund because you'd have to have one incredible fund to be able to go through a year plus of COVID-19 without working. So the big number and the money number is what happens with that stimulus bill. And I think we'll know if it completely goes through the Democrats, no matter the arguments over minimum wage and then what that does to employment on the other side. If it just goes through, if it gets passed, which I do think it will, because, again, the numbers are on the way in the favor of the Democrats, then I think it goes through by the end of March, because it's not even really going to get into full swing conversation until March 8th, because, again, we are almost, believe it or not, we're almost into March, which is so shocking, isn't it? That's one thing about this pandemic. You lose time. I think you lose time. Unless you're super anal about that, have giant calendars, constantly look at the date, know exactly when it is. I mean, half the time, I think with me, the tail end of the week is when I forget days, and then I remember. And when I say forget days, not days of the week, what actual day it is, right? Oh, it's the, 22nd of February or whatever. I get lost in all of that. It could be that I was the dummy that bought the teacher's calendar and you had to fill in all the numbers. So I get to the end of the month. Oh, wait a second. I got to put in all the numbers here. I got to lay it all out. Are you kidding? All right. Speaking of numbers and money, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed lower on Monday because of climbing treasury yields and the prospects of rising inflation. So that triggered what they call valuation concerns, and it hit shares of some of those really big growth companies, the high-flying growth companies. So, for example, the Dow Index, which was just slightly better, though, lifted a 4% surge in Walt Disney shares. And, there were, like I said, those high-flying stocks, though, is where they fell a little bit. So, for example, Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet Inc., which is Google, Tesla, Amazon, they resumed kind of the slide from the previous week, and they fell 0.9% and 5% too. So that some of that, a little bit of that rally fell back down because of some of the reasons that I said. So it's interesting to watch. You know what's interesting to watch too? Somebody said to me today, and this isn't a stock show, and I'm not giving you professional investment advice, but because I'm an entrepreneur and I went from working for a huge corporation, CBS and NBC, to having an entrepreneurial business, having a media company, etc. So I looked at how do you grow money? What do you do? I'm all about capitalism and how do you catch that grain and how do you give it back and pay it forward? And so you look around you and you see what's happening, like Kohl's. I was driving around and I noticed, wow, these Kohl's stores are crowded. The parking lots are crowded and they have protocols and all of that, but they're pretty jammed. And the Kohl's Corporation gained like 6.2%. And part of that was because of what they did with directors to the board, and that kind of buoyed, I guess, people thinking that, okay, so it's worth dumping some money into it, confidence, I guess, in the department store chain. Because if you look at department stores, so many have flailed and what's happening with malls, and especially the decline of malls because of the pandemic just, I think, added to that, right? So it's just looking around you, right? Looking around and seeing what those signals are. It's like Bitcoin and the craze over Bitcoin. Is it worth getting into Bitcoin? It tumbled below 50,000, and there's caution about, you know, the rally. And the answer to that is, I think you look at you and what you can afford to do and how viable you think it is. So speaking of viable or not, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen signaled that the Biden administration supports research into the viability of a digital dollar. So that is a shift from the lack of enthusiasm from the guy before, the last Treasury Secretary, which was Steve Mnuchin under Trump. She said it makes sense for central banks to be looking at issuing sovereign digital currencies. There's something to look at. She said a digital version of the dollar could help address hurdles to financial inclusion in the U.S. among all households, and saying that too many Americans don't have access to easy payment systems and banking accounts. And I think it's something that a digital dollar, a central banking digital currency, could help with. And this is a quote from her. It could result in faster, safer, and cheaper payments, which I think are important goals. So look at that. That is a sign of what to look at. A number of central banks, including the U.S. Federal Reserve, have been doing a bunch of research into how digital versions of their own currency would work. And officials generally see both opportunity and risks. And many central banks have moved slowly to embrace that idea. But there are other countries and other there are others that are moving forward with pilot programs. So I think she's hinting at what's going to happen there, that there's definitely an interest in it. And there's interest in some digital currency with some of these blocks, the blockchain in some of these areas and some of these tech areas in different parts of the country. So Bitcoin, for what they're doing, is championed by supporters as a separate financial system, so that would be independent from the control of central banks and any potential state-sponsored digital currencies. But it's interesting, looking at digital currency and seeing what happens there, right? I mean, even the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, is stressing that it's important for the U.S. as the keeper of the world's most popular reserve currency to be right rather than first. So look at all the angles of this. Look at all the angles of where this is headed. I think it's fascinating, and I think it would be dumb to not look at digital, not to look at it, not to look at the viability of it, not to look at what's potentially happening, I think is the right way to say that. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we'll tie it all up and give you a mic drop moment, too. Boy, there are a lot of mic drop moments that I could point to from this past couple of days. Some things that were just real shockers. And usually when you think mic drop moment, right, you're thinking things that are absolutely positive. And there are some absolutely positive moments worth highlighting. Mic drop. I'm getting the mic ready.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking to the kids and the bicycle riders. Talking to the hippies and the Watergate hiders. Talking to the people getting down at the go-go. Shake a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle and blow. Shake a tambourine and blow. Any kind of whistle, let's blow.
So there is no truth to the rumor that alarm clocks are dead, because people have all kinds of ways now, whether it's the Amazon Echo or it's their iPhone or whatever phone it is that they use that can set an alarm, or their Apple Watch, whatever it might be that people were using as alarms. Alarm clocks have become a thing again. Last year, Americans purchased more than 22 million clocks, alarm clocks, clock radios, even that kind of thing, different kinds of alarm clocks. So it looked like, hey, this is old school. People aren't getting them anymore. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I'm saying the traditional kinds of alarm clocks, you know what I mean? Where you have the flashing lights by your bed, or it's just that little tiny clock. In fact, there are those wooden, they're called jail wooden digital alarm clocks. I've seen them all over the place. I don't have one, but I've seen them, and they're like $25 or $20 or whatever they are, and it's pretty loud. So it just kind of blends in with whatever you have going on at your night table, but it definitely sounds multiple alarms, and it has temperature readings and that whole thing. So temperature readings and other features that you can see on it pretty easily. And then there is the standard beep alarm clock, the old-fashioned beep, 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 beep alarm clocks. They've got like, Philips has a Philips wake-up light alarm clock, and It's, you can make it brighter, or it can be lighter, or you can have chirping birds. Remember those? And of course, that runs you more. It's like $80 or so, but it's still not in the luxury category, because there are luxury alarm clocks. Really? Do you want a luxury? And then there's just like they're like 90s to me, 90s compact digital alarm clocks, where it's just the digital. It's just the digits, right? And that's cheap. You can probably find them everywhere. And it's big, you know, so it's just got that, you plug it in, it's like 5'2" and, you know, it takes batteries, and you look over and there's the time, and then it goes off, and it has like the snooze. Just very, very basic alarm clocks. So I think the mic drop is, despite the rumors that who cares about alarm clocks, no one's buying them anymore, quite the contrary when you look at how many alarm clocks were sold last year, and they're on the upswing because people don't want to have the electronic devices next to them necessarily, although if you've got the flashing alarm clock, isn't that an electronic device? So the experts are saying in manufacturing, if you look at what's being produced and you look at 22 million from last year being sold, that number should be higher in 2021. Mic drop. Yeah. That is exactly. What if I woke up to that every day? The mic drop. I would just hit the alarm and go back to sleep. I'd be like, you gotta be kidding me. No way. So I think it is a mic drop moment, because I would have never predicted that. If I were in a game show and they asked me the appliances that could be considered old school or passé, and they listed the alarm clock as one of them, I wouldn't have said that, yeah, people are going back to the alarm clock. And I think it is for the convenience, the easy look over. It's the buzz. It wakes you up. You don't have to have your device, since so many people have either iPhones or Android phones or whatever it is that you have, that also is like, it's really your computer that you're walking around with. So that whole thing of checking email, the first thing you crack open your eyes, and how bad that is for you. If you're listening to any of that, it's like when we do those For Your Health segments and why you're so stressed out during the pandemic. And one of the things is constantly being hooked up to technology. So in a way, it kind of frees you from that, right? It's just that freestanding alarm clock. That's my theory anyway, and I'm sticking to it. Or people just want something easy. Just, you know, make it easy. All right, as it is the tail end of this hour, just a couple of re-racks for you. One, there's no question the big story is still the cleanup in Texas, that now more clean water is back, because water was the other thing that happened. So many people didn't have it. So there were bottles being handed out. There were water stations being set up, and then a whole week of freezing temperatures, people dying. They don't even know how many yet at this point, thinking still more will be found. The outrage over electricity and the prices for it, and the fact that so many people went dark in the beginning, over 4 million people, and that was the most period in the nation that when that huge weather hit really a wide swath of the U.S. People focus on Texas getting smacked by the weather, but it wasn't just Texas. It was that Texas went dark, people died, and were freezing, that they were wearing everything they could possibly wear in their house because it was so cold inside, and then carbon monoxide deaths, where trying to keep warm, not thinking, getting in the car, being in a garage, or bringing something into the house, causing that. And that is scary, scary, sad, sad, sad. And so moving forward, Texas is looking at all kinds of things for the next time around to winterize what is the electric grid. And then also, who's going to pay for what happened? There's lots and lots of conversations about that as well. And the other big story, really, across the U.S. and across the world continues to be the pandemic. Because no matter where you turn, I don't care if you don't want to talk about COVID, you're talking about it in some way. How does it affect you, right? Financially, physically, emotionally, whatever it might be. And the fact is that 500,000 people have died in the United States, and that is a staggering number. I thought the Washington Post put it best, and because I could relate to this journey, it was easy for me to visualize it. But if you went from Philadelphia on a bus all the way to New York, over 93 miles, if you had, that would be 500,000 people that would be dead from COVID. If you lined that all up, that's how many miles we would be talking about, which really is awful and unacceptable, but it's where we are. And we now are looking at these variants, which to me, that is the scary, scary, scary part of the whole thing. President Biden had a sunset moment of silence and a candle lighting ceremony at the White House and ordered American flags lowered at federal buildings for the next 5 days and said we have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow. We have to resist viewing each life as a statistic or a blur. The 500,000 milestone, as recorded by Johns Hopkins University, comes as states redouble efforts to get the coronavirus vaccine into arms after last week's winter weather closed clinics and slowed vaccine deliveries and forced tens of thousands of people to miss their shots. So he talked about that. And the fact is, he's right. He's right about the avoid the statistics, because if you know anyone who knew somebody, or you know somebody personally in your life, and I know people that have gotten COVID and survived it and said it was the worst thing ever. In fact, one of them is going to join us tomorrow. And then I've also known people who have died, and I've known people who have lost spouses and young. So meaning 30s, 40s, 50s, and then a couple were a little bit older than that. And it was shocking to all of them. And the most shocking thing of all is the fact that you could not be there with them when they passed on. And I just suffered that in my own life. My mother-in-law, Cheryl Jennings, wonderful woman, had COPD. And she was so young for her age and so viable. And we lost her last week, tail end of last week, to COPD, but we could not be with her. So I think of Cheryl and her impact on my life, fabulous woman, and gave me, of course, my husband, and to all of you who have lost people as well. Make it count, everyone. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers,
the dreamers, and me. All of us are its bells. We know that it's wrong.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.